On the line with me right now with Dryden Rotary is Roger Gould. Good morning, Rog.
Good morning, Richard, and good morning, CKDR listeners.
Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day, that's what you're here to chat about. It's fast approaching.
Yes, actually, I'm just letting everybody know that in conjunction with the City of Dryden, Dryden's Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is September the 18th. It starts at 8:30 over at the Public Works Building on King Street. And goes till 4 o'clock.
All right. So this is an annual event. What about last year? Good turnout?
Last year was actually our best year that we've ever had with hazardous waste days. We filled over 1.5 transport trucks with the hazardous materials that would normally go into our landfill. We had over 450 vehicles go through, and we're hoping this year that we can at least keep those numbers or even make it better. The goods that were received last year were crazy as far as the quantities. I'll just give you some examples. The non-PCB ballast, there was 205 kilograms. There was fluorescent tubes, 182 kilograms. Pharmaceuticals, 60 liters. Hydrochloric acid, that was a different one. There was 205 liters. Pesticides, 1,025 liters. These are all items that would normally go into our landfill, so we're very happy that the Dryden residents brought them out to us so that we could dispose of them properly.
Now, talk about the disposal. What happens after we drop these items off?
All of the items are put into separate containers with the Miller staff. There's actually 6 Miller staff on site and 5 City of Dryden staff, and everything is all sorted and put into bins, and it's all hauled away to separate facilities for recycling.
Without the volunteers, this obviously would not be as successful as it is every year. Talk about that aspect, Roger.
It actually has been fantastic with Rotarians. It's a fun day for all of us with Rotary because we get to see so many people coming through the garage at Public Works. We had 29 Rotarians, family and friends last year helping us out, 5 city staff and 6 Miller staff. A good crew, and we do put through a lot of stuff that day.
So this is Saturday, September the 18th, 8:30 until 4. Make sure you have all your household hazardous waste ready to go on that particular day. Anything else, Raj, before we let you go?
If I could just make one other request, if you do have vehicle, ATV, or snow machine batteries, we definitely accept those. Those batteries actually are sent in to Interstate Batteries in Winnipeg, and they provide a nice check that comes back to Rotary that we can use for programs like school bursaries, Rotary Youth Exchange, food banks, hospital equipment throughout the whole region, and shelter homes.
Dryden's Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day, Saturday, September the 18th. My guest this morning with Dryden Rotary, Roger Gould. Roger, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Richard.